At the end of the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that this generation will not pass away before all these things have come to pass. And people over the centuries have tried to figure out exactly what that means, because from our perspective, it doesn't look like everything came to pass. So how could the Lord be talking about that generation? It did all happen. It just didn't happen the way that we thought that it was supposed to. That's what usually happens with Scripture. All the things that our Lord spoke of happened in the year 70. But it wasn't the end of the world. It was a prefiguration of what's going to happen at the end of the world. But everything happened before that generation passed away. Within 40 years of when our Lord spoke those words, every bit of it came to pass. There were signs in the sun and the moon and the skies. There were visions that people were having in and around Jerusalem. There were all kinds of things that were going on, extraordinary things that were happening. In fact, remember that when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, they killed more than 1 million people in a day. Blood everywhere. Not one single Christian person died. Not one. Because Jesus told them, when you see these things happening, head for the hills. So they did. But the Romans, being the Romans, they waited until it was a Jewish holiday. And so all of those people had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the holiday, and then they killed them all. Horrible. But because, simply says in Josephus, because of the vision, which is thought to be what's written down in the book of Revelation, the people knew what was coming. The Christian people knew what was coming. They headed for the hills. So every single thing that our Lord spoke of, and if you can go back, you can look at it, he talks about the things that would happen to the temple, not one stone would be upon another, and all of that happened. Every single thing that he said. That then helps us to understand that when the end of the world comes, what it's going to be like. Because we can go back to Jerusalem in the year 70 and we can say, what happened there? That's a prefiguration of what will be happening when the end comes. Now we look at our time, and if you listen to these people on the computer, more and more and more and more people are saying, it's the end of the world. Look at all the signs are there, it's the end. No, it's not. It's an end of an era, if I'm right. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, we're going to see some horrible things. And we're also going to see the power of God. So I keep telling you, there is a choice that every one of us is going to have to make. And it's a very simple choice. And it is an absolute 100% choice. It is either God or it is Satan. It is good or it is evil. That's the battle that we are facing right now. And it's going to ramp up as we go along. Just as we saw 2,000 years ago with what was going on in and around Jerusalem, there were lots of things going on within Judaism. The temple was destroyed. There are lots of really unfortunate things going on in the church. The temple is going to be destroyed. Not the one in Jerusalem, probably the one in Rome, because the corruption is so bad. Now, does that mean that Judaism was wrong 2,000 years ago? No, that was the revealed religion of God. It's just that horrible people got in there and did horrible things. So, does it mean the church is wrong if all these things are happening? No. It means some really rotten people have gotten into high positions, and they're doing some really horrible things. And all of that is precisely to find out if we, you and I, are going to remain faithful to God. Look at all the people that are walking away. It's like, oh, if that's happening, I'm out of here. Why? We're going to run away? For what? So that we don't die? So that we don't have to suffer? So that we don't get persecuted? Let me remind you, every one of us is going to die one day. Can save your skin for a few more years, but what good is that going to do when you stand before the Lord and He says you ran away? You loved me so much that you ran away when you had an opportunity to stand and love me. We don't want to do that. Just be faithful to Jesus. It really is just that simple. If you've got that, who cares what's going on around you? Who cares what's happening? Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant. You've got the Lord. What else do you need? If we trust Him, if we love Him, He will take care of it all. But do we? So what we're going to see is everything our Lord spoke is going to happen, just as it did in the year 70, just as it will when the end of the world comes. It's not the end of the world right now, but I think we're at a prefiguration of what will happen at the end. And so all of these things are going to happen. So more and more people are seeing the signs that are there. I think misinterpreting them slightly, but nonetheless, they see them. At least they're starting to recognize it. We need to recognize it too. We need to get ourselves prepared, because this isn't a question of life and death in this world. This is a question of eternal life or eternal death. This is a question of whether or not we really, truly believe in Jesus Christ. Not just generically, not just objectively, in the depth of our being. And are we going to remain faithful to Him no matter what?